Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Transformation Zone. I'm your host, Velt Michelle, and I'm very happy that you decided to join us this evening and listen to our show. And we've been away for a while, and we're getting back into the swing of things, and we are just excited because we've traveled a little bit this year, and we've experienced a lot of things. We're hoping to share a lot of that with you. There's some dynamic things that you'll find out about our business and what we're doing in the coming year. I wanted to take the time tonight to just talk a little bit about change. And I want to talk to you about change from the perspective of learning how to deal and develop with it. You know, many times we are in a work environment or a social environment, and people don't like change. Nobody wants to upset the apple cart. You know, books have been written, Who Moved My Cheese, The Change Makers. You know, those types of books are flying off the shelf, and even to this day. In Search of Excellence was one of the books that I read in the 1980s. And then the follow-up book by Tom Peters, he wrote called A Passion for Excellence. I just read a book last month called Going Good to Great, and another book called Good is Not Enough. And it's all about making the change, making the transition to improve your performance, which hopefully and ultimately will increase your income or increase your happiness in life. But as I've done the research, I've read the books, and I've done the study, one of the things that I've learned over time is that most people are creatures of habit. We do the things that we always did, and we're happy and satisfied as long as things are going good. It's not until something negative happens, something derogatory happens, or something that hurts us, forces us to do something different. You know, we don't want to change, so therefore we will experience a certain level of discomfort even though we aren't happy. Let me give you an example. Now, I was talking to a friend not long ago, and my friend was telling me about their health and what was going on with their health and how they were going to the doctor, and the doctor was saying that their blood pressure was off the chart, and their cholesterol level was not where it needed to be, and they were wondering if they were going to have to take drugs for hypertension. And I said to them, I said, what is causing all of this? And they said, well, you know, I've been at the same company for the last 15 years, and I've never really gotten to the level that I wanted to get to, and I never really was able to accomplish the things that I wanted to accomplish. And I got a new boss, and things are just horrible. And I said, really? And I remember talking to a couple of other friends recently and hearing a speaker talk about it, and they said, you know, there are people like you and I that every day hate going to work. They hate what they do. They are so upset that they developed the phrase TGIF. Thank God it's Friday. They also developed another phrase recently called hump day, over the hump day, because they're getting over that hump. You know, Monday morning is worst day of the week. You ever heard that story? I've heard it 1,000 times. Everybody hates Mondays. Why? Because they get up and they go to jobs. They get up and do things that they really don't want to do. They're not living their life. They're living their job. They're living their responsibility. They're living the things that they have to do, not the things that they want to do. And they'll continue to do those things as long as necessary to just get by. And their health continues to deteriorate. Their health continues to go on a downward spiral, but they're okay doing that because it's paying the bills. And I was talking to my sister not too long ago. And one of the things that my family is very, very big on is making sure that I pay my bills. I got to pay my bills. And I said to her, I said, you're always talking about paying your bills. And she says, well, you got to pay your bills. If you don't pay your bills, then you can't do anything. And I was reading another book called The Wealth Choice by Dr. Dennis Kimbrough. If you haven't read it, it's an incredible book. But the book I was reading by Dr. Dennis Kimbrough talked about how rich people think and how the wealthy think differently than we do as people who don't have a lot of money. Now, I'm a person who is on the road to being more wealthy than I probably was 10 years ago, but I had to change the way I think. And here's what I learned in this book. I learned that wealthy people pay themselves first. I repeat that. Wealthy people pay themselves first, which means they pay themselves a salary, and out of that salary, this percentage goes into their savings, into their long-range planning fund, or funds that are going to perpetuate their style of life. Then they pay their bills. They pay themselves first. And they pay their bills with what's left over. Flip the script. Most of us were programmed that you pay your bills first, and then you live on what's left. You pay yourself first, and then you pay your bills based on what's left. The other thing is, live within your means. Most of us are chasing a dream or keeping up with the Joneses, and we're not living our means. And we're not willing to change that mindset until it starts to hurt. 2008 was one of the most difficult years. 2008, 2009 were two of the most difficult years in the economy in the recent past. Excuse me. It changed the way a lot of people lived. It changed the way a lot of people thought, and it changed the way a lot of people survived. The economy was shedding over 500,000 jobs a month. People were losing their homes. People were losing their life savings. People were losing everything that they had. And the wealthy had to rethink even their equation. And instead of panicking, they continue to pay themselves first. They continue to save. They continue to do the things that other people were not doing so that down the road they could have things that other people didn't have. And what we have to do is understand that when the pain happens, it's not a bad thing. It's a lesson. It's teaching us what we need to do differently to ensure our success. One of the most painful things that ever happened to me in 2008 is I was downsized out of a position. And I had home, children in college, and responsibilities. Those bills that we all have, no income. Pain. What I came to realize and understand is that as long as I was working for a company, and they were giving me a check every 2 weeks, I was not willing to invest the time, the energy necessary for my current business, which I had started in 2004, to really take shape and take form and do anything for me. But because of the pain of not having a position, I was thrust into a situation where I had to make a change. I had to make a difference. I had to make things happen. So I threw myself headlong into a business that I had marginally prepared myself for. And I use that story and analogy because how many times have you been in a situation where you get comfortable? You get into a situation where you've got enough on them to get by. You're enjoying what you do sometimes, even though a lot of the times you hate what you do. But it's just enough to get by, and everybody around you seems reasonably happy. Can't make people totally happy all the time, but you can make people reasonably happy. And because everybody seems to be reasonably happy, you're not willing to make a change. You don't force yourself to do something different. You're willing to maintain the status quo and be like Mike, be like everybody else, because there's no need for you to do anything more. And then all of a sudden, one day, something happens. Something goes wrong, or something miraculously moves you to another level. You have the opportunity to do something different, and change happens for you. In my instance, in my case, it was a negative thing. It was pain that caused me to change. It was the pain of seeing the people around me wonder, what are we going to do? How are we going to survive? How are we going to make it? What's in it? What is he going to do to ensure our success? Because at that particular moment, the paychecks weren't coming in anymore. So I had to do something different. You've been in the same situation where the car doesn't work anymore. You knew 6 months ago that the car needed to go, but you didn't want the new payment. You didn't want to make a change. You didn't want the new responsibility. You could afford it. It would have stretched you. It would have been a little bit painful, but not quite as painful as it is today, because that car that you thought you could continue to keep just broke down, and it cost more to fix it than it's worth. But to trade it in on another vehicle, you got to fix it. We didn't anticipate the need to change before we felt the pain. And all I'm saying as we go through, as I go through this and I talk about this today, tonight, is that we're creatures of habit. We're creatures of comfort. We're creatures that don't want to deal with the unknown until we have to. We don't want to go through transgressions or difficult times until we have to. But I heard a story not long ago. And the story really relates to change. And if you humor me for a moment, I'm going to share the story with you. The story is about a young kid and his grandfather. The young kid was playing in the yard, and his grandfather was sitting on the back porch watching his grandson. And his grandson ran out into the middle of the yard under a tree. And he looked up in the tree, and he saw a caterpillar and a cocoon. And the caterpillar was trying to change its situation. You know, in science they call it metamorphosis, when a caterpillar changes through the cocoonal stage and comes out of the cocoon as a butterfly. So the caterpillar was in the cocoon and was going through the metamorphosis of becoming a butterfly. It was almost complete through that metamorphosis. It had struggled to that point. It had pushed. It had done what was necessary to go from where it was to where it was destined to be, going through the painful process of developing itself into something else. And when we get into a situation in life and we get into our vision and our dreams, sometimes that developmental process takes time. It takes us through pain. It takes us through anguish. It takes us through uncomfortable situations. And the little boy was sitting there marveling at this butterfly going through the metamorphosis process. And it watched the butterfly struggle. It watched the butterfly push. And he felt sorry for the butterfly. He said, why is the butterfly struggling so hard? And sometimes we are struggling. We're getting into difficult situations. And rather than continue to go through the struggle, we look for someone to help us. We look for someone to throw us a bone, to throw us a lifeline, to help us get from where we are to where we want to be. And the little boy looked at the butterfly, and he watched what was going on, and he felt sorry for the butterfly. He was that person that many of us are looking for. And he said, I know what I can do. I know how to help this butterfly. And the little boy ran in the house. And he ran past his grandfather. He says, what are you doing? He says, I'll be right back. He runs upstairs to his mother's sewing kit, and he grabs a big safety pin. As he smiles with the big safety pin in his hand, he runs back down the steps past his grandfather, and he says, I'm going to help. His grandfather says, going to help what? He said, don't worry. I've got it. I'll be right back. And he runs over, and by this time, the butterfly or the caterpillar is pushing open the cocoon and stretching, trying to get free of its current situation. As we push and we stretch to get free of our current situation, it helps us develop. But the little boy, the butterfly, didn't struggle anymore. So he took the end of the safety pin and started to cut the side of the cocoon to open it more, to stretch it open so that the butterfly could more easily free itself from its current situation. You know, there are times where we're in that struggle and somebody comes and frees us from our situation before we're ready. They make it easy for us before we're ready. But this little boy cut the cocoon and the butterfly was free and it fell to the ground. As he watched, the butterfly slowly stopped moving. And as he looked closer, he realized that the butterfly had died. Horrified with the situation, not understanding what happened, the little boy runs back up to the porch where his grandfather's sitting, jumps on his grandfather's lap, starts crying, just profusely crying. And his grandfather says, what's wrong? What happened? How happened? Are you hurt? He says, no, the butterfly. He said, the butterfly? What are you talking about? He said, the butterfly is dead. Grandfather said, the butterfly is dead. Tell me what happened. The little boy dries his eyes and he looks at his grandfather and he says, there was a butterfly and he was in a cocoon. And he was struggling to free himself from the cocoon. And as he struggled, I felt sorry for him. I ran in the house to Mom's sewing cabinet and got a safety pin. And I came outside. I wanted to help. I wanted him to feel better. And I cut the side of the cocoon to help free him and so to curtail his struggling. And he fell to the ground. And as I watched, he died. I don't understand why I helped him. He was hurting. He was struggling, and I helped him free him, and he died. Why, grandfather? And his grandfather took his handkerchief and wiped the young man's eyes, and he looked at it, and he said, sometimes in life, when we go through struggles, when we go through hurt, when we go through pain and difficulties, it prepares us and strengthens us for where we want to be. When the butterfly, when the caterpillar entered the cocoonal stage, it was going through a metamorphosis and a developmental process. It was changing who that caterpillar was and helping it develop into the butterfly it was destined to be. It continued to move its body and change and shape and develop its body. Your body as a child will change as you grow into adulthood. Your knowledge as a child will change as you become old like me. But there are many days where you're going to have to go through pain and anguish to get to that point. And as that butterfly struggled and pushed open the cocoon, when it pushed open with its wings, allow the blood to flow from inside of its inner body out to the extremity of its wings. It allowed the muscles and its wings to get stronger and strengthened so that when it pushed out of the cocoon, that wing that you see that flaps in the air and allows the butterfly to be beautifully flying around is strong enough to continue its flight. When it pushed out with its legs, the blood began to flow to the legs through the toes of the butterfly, allowing it to be strong enough to stand and hold on to flowers as it pollinates from flower to flower. When you take away the struggle in a situation like that, the butterfly, just like us, is no longer prepared for the difficult times. It no longer has the strength. It no longer has the knowledge or the understanding to deal with the situation that has just changed or evolved. The pain and struggle that you saw the butterfly going through was preparing it for a better life. In your life, ladies and gentlemen, there are going to be days where you go through pain and struggle, and it's going to be very easy for you to sit back and complain or look for the easy way out or look for someone to come help you change your situation. And sometimes that's okay. But many times the pain and extra effort that you have to put in, the uncomfortable situation that you have to deal with, prepares you to be a better person, to be a better business owner, to be a better professional, all in one. But we've got to go through the valley to reach the pinnacle of success. If we don't go through that valley, many times we miss an opportunity. We miss the training. We miss the understanding. We miss the knowledge that's necessary for us to take our performance from good to great. So with that said, I will just say to you, don't allow your displeasure or your unwillingness to deal with hurt to keep you from changing, to keeping you from going from where you are to where you're destined to be, to keep you from fulfilling your dreams, to keep you from being the best that you are meant to be. One of my favorite poems is by a lady named Marianne Williamson. And Marianne Williamson says, "Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that frightens us." Don't be afraid to turn on your light. Don't be afraid to let it hurt a little bit more than you really are used to. Don't be afraid to be uncomfortable. But don't be afraid, most of all, to change. Don't be afraid to move from good to great. Don't be afraid to deal with it before it hurts. Because when it hurts enough, you're going to be forced to change differently than you would be if you allowed yourself just to deal with a little bit of uncomfortable feeling before it consumes you. I hope I've been helpful today. I hope you've had an opportunity to get something from what we just talked about. I share these kinds of ideas and stories on a weekly basis here at Blog Talk Radio at 6:30 p.m. on Thursday evenings. But if you want to learn more about who I am and what I do, you can go to my website, which is veltonshowell.com. It's VeltonShowell.com. You can also download a free book that I just published, an ebook called Strategic Planning, Planning to Win. It's one of the things that will help you go through that good to great process, going through the process of educating yourself and learning. There's going to be some challenges and difficulties because there's some work to be done. It's the hurt. But on the other side, it's a great book to help you with your strategic planning. If you give me your name and your email address, I'll give you that free book. I'll also continue to communicate with you through my newsletter. My newsletter comes out once a month, and it gives you tips and ideas on how to improve your performance, increase your income, and if you're an entrepreneur or even if you're just in business, to become the dominating force in your community. My name is Velton Schaal. I'm your host. Join me next week. We're going to be introducing the Champions Award, which is a program that I'm working on with Black Meetings and Tourism Magazine. It's a mentoring program and it's a recognition program that's going to be launched in September of 2017. But we are actually beginning to tell people about it so that you can get involved and get excited about it now. Again, my name is Velton Schaal. You can contact me directly at my office at 954-361-5203. You can also email me at info@veltonschaal.com. You can go to my website again, veltonschaal.com. Thanks for tuning in. I look forward to hearing from each and every one of you. Make it a great day. Bye-bye.